Good morning. It is 18 July 2018 and we welcome you to the monsoon session where adjournment is likely to be a key word along with mobocracy or lynching, with no business likely to take place in the parliament as no trust motions make way to the parliament discourse. But not all that you hear is untrustworthy, or at least some of it isn't, like our editorial where we tell you that those omega-3 capsules that everyone raves about as the miracle protection to heart attacks, stroke, etc. is wrong. And that is not us that is saying it. It is what researchers concluded from trials involving 1,12,000 people. While we are talking about attacks, our question for the day is whether the Indian Supreme Court's rage against lynching and other hate attacks is just like these omega-3. It sounds good, but is it really effective? But condemning the sweeping incidents of lynching as an affront to the rule of law and to the exalted values of the Constitution, the Supreme Court on Tuesday asked Parliament to come up with a special law to deter such crimes, saying the horrendous acts of mobocracy cannot be permitted to inundate the law of the land. The recurrent pattern of violence, it said, cannot be allowed to become the new normal. Well, too late, I say. It is the new normal. If you haven't seen the latest in the Lynch video series not playing on Netflix, in the latest episode of India Lynching, a 32-year-old software engineer is dragged face down through a muddy field with a rope tied to one hand. The police apparently tried to save the men but were also attacked by the wild crowd. But it's not just the Muslims like the techie whose 2-year-old daughter will never understand why his daughter was mercilessly tied to a rope, dragged and beaten until the mob had its justice. Just a few days back, Jayant Sinha had garlanded Lynch accused out on bail. So yes, there is a backing up of leadership and of the government. Else how would one explain the attack on Vedic scholar and the social activist and a prominent Arya Samaji, Swami Agniwesh? The world not only got to see the scholar come activist's head, it has always been wrapped around by a pagadi, but also the sheer disregard for law. Forget debate and discussion, we aren't that civilized anymore. That the attack was undertaken by the BJP youth group is just another proof of who is perpetuating divisiveness and fear in the country. But nothing can be done until the political class and leadership stops emboldening their fringe excuses and police and the state stops being complicit in these murders. Maybe for a change, actually give justice to the murderers of Akhlaq Pehlu Khan or the two boys who got killed in Assam, or the people who ensured that the techie died because a mob thinks it has got some God-given right to land and thereby can perpetuate its own law and justice. While we are on law, well, the good thing is that the government seems to have finally given up on its blinders and come down from its high horse. So what if the five banks are being bailed out of taxpayers' money, which can now go on giving funds to those that will do everything in their hand to avoid paying taxes? But for now, the banks are safe and so is your money in there. According to the Indian Express, rattled by widespread criticism and public anxiety despite its assurances, the NDA government has decided to drop the Financial Resolution and Deposit Insurance, or the FRDI bill, after concerns were raised over the security of bank deposits. Well, on to our next news from Noida, where two buildings collapsed in Greater Noida near Delhi yesterday as a 6-story under-construction building fell on top of a 4-story next to it. 18 families lived in the 4-story building in the Shah Beri village, according to reports. 3 dead bodies have been recovered by the NDRF, or the National Disaster Response Force, so far. Many more are fear trapped. A lookout notice has been issued against the builder. Locals say this area in Greater Noida West has a lot of small builders who have constructed multiple 10 to 12 story buildings. And on to our international news, where we look at what the great builder of Adel Golf Estates, the genius with the J, Donald Trump, is bringing down. Well, other than the American hegemony, of course. Well, President Donald Trump said on Tuesday he accepts the conclusion that Russia sought to influence the 2016 US election, attempting to quell a firestorm over his failure to challenge Vladimir Putin yesterday. I have felt very strongly that while Russia's actions had no impact at all on the outcome of the election, let me be totally clear in saying that, as I've said this many times, I accept our intelligence community's conclusion that Russia's meddling in the 2016 election took place. This is what Trump said at the White House. Well, what a U-turn. Trump took umbrage behind words like won't, wouldn't, to show his amazing grasp over language, like his grasp on reality, humanity, or the world affairs. Mr. Trump said he had reviewed the transcript and realized he needed to clarify. In a key sentence in my remarks, I said the word would instead of wouldn't. The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why I wouldn't or why it wouldn't be Russia. Sort of a double negative, unquote. The comic relief that Trump and America is providing the world over. Well, if not the Nobel Peace, isn't there any other award that he can be given for spreading laughter the world over? Well, no amount of cosmetic or any other surgery can hide the sheer arrogance of his own stupidity. Well, while we are in cosmetic surgery, a celebrity Brazilian plastic surgeon known as Dr. Bum Bum has gone on the run after a woman died following injections he gave her to enlarge her bottom. And from cosmetic, we move to things cosmic. Well, according to a news report in The Guardian today, one of a dozen new moons discovered around Jupiter is circling the planet on a suicide orbit that will inevitably lead to its violent destruction. Astronomers say the fresh haul of natural satellites brings the total number of Jovian moons to 79, more than are known to circle any other planet in our cosmic neighborhood. There is a rogue moon amongst them, which is driving on the wrong side of the road, and the astronomers are calling it Valetudo, after the Roman god Jupiter's great-granddaughter, the goddess of health and hygiene. But given the impending violence, it may be more than coincidence that Valetudo, which translates from Portuguese as anything goes, is an early form of full-contact mixed martial arts. And why the coincidence? Well, a head-on collision between two Jovian moons would create a crash so large it would be visible from Earth. But it just doesn't look like it will happen anytime soon. While you wait it out for the Jupiter's moon to collide, stop relying on omega-3 capsules and have a laugh or 10 on Trump and his America. We will be back tomorrow with our auditorial. Until then, be safe. Goodbye from takeapart.in.